A merger has been approved to take the Hall of Fame Resort and Entertainment Company private under the agreement. HOFV Holdings LLC would pay 90 cents per share for all outstanding shares of common stock not currently owned by primary stockholder Stuart Lichter or his affiliates. The stock was trading at 71 cents per share Thursday morning. The company also announced it entered a letter of intent to establish a new lease with the owner of the water park property. The owner terminated the lease in October. According to the repository, the agreement announced yesterday was recommended by a special committee and approved by the company's board. The merger is subject to closing conditions and approval by a majority of stockholders. Uniontown police say a man charged with two counts of pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor was arrested Wednesday. 43-year-old Christopher Clark of Uniontown pulled over near his Schweitzer Street Northwest home while officers were executing an arrest warrant and search warrant. They were assisted by Alliance Special Investigations Unit and Hartville Police. Clark accused of sending several images of preteen girls engaged in sex acts to multiple users on a messaging app July 15th. He's being held in the Stark County Jail. Treasurer of the Carrollton Exempted Village School District charged with taking money. 49-year-old Amy Spears was placed on paid leave March 31st. She was indicted Wednesday on charges of theft in office and tampering with records. She allegedly took $27,600 in district money over 2 years, starting in October 2022. Investigators say she created fraudulent Ashland University student account statements and reimbursement documents. Former Superintendent David Cotrocci, school board member Michael Pozderek, his wife and former teacher Jackie Pozderek, and Canton businessman Gus Nicholas were convicted in 2023 of theft for a plan to create shell companies to sell air purifiers to the district at marked up prices. Metalis reporting first quarter earnings of $280.5 million, net income of $1.3 million. That compares with $240.5 million with a net loss of $21.4 million in the fourth quarter of 2024. The Canton-based steelmaker's order backlog has increased about 50% from the same period a year ago. President and CEO Mike Williams cites a rise in domestic steel consumption. Metalis projecting an increase in second quarter earnings. The Marlington School District revised five-year forecast approved by the Board of Education Thursday. It shows deficit spending of about $882,000 in fiscal year 2025 and a cash balance of roughly $6.2 million. Factors include employee severances and higher-than-expected transfers to the Capital Improvement Fund from the Nexus Pipeline settlement. Projections show a balanced budget in 2026, with one reason being savings from retirements. Expenses are expected to outpace revenue in 2027 and through the remainder of the forecast, with the revenue shortfall projected to reach $3.2 million in 2029. The district has cut 24 employees through attrition over the past 3 years, with a savings of $2.2 million. A vacant seat on the West Branch Board of Education has been filled. Deborah Helm was named to the post Wednesday during a special meeting. She succeeds Aaron Hawk, who resigned last month. Helm has worked for 30 years at Crandall Medical Center, where she's manager of technical operations, staff education, and a nursing supervisor. She's a lifelong resident of the West Branch District and a Marlington graduate. There's changing of the guard for one of the top jobs at Kent State University's Stark campus. Denise Sechrist says she will retire as dean and chief administrative officer June 30th. James Hannon will serve as interim dean. He has been dean of the College of Education, Health, and Human Services since 2017. Sechrist joined the school in 1988. She was named interim dean of the Stark campus in 2014 and became dean 2 years later. She was also hired as dean of the Salem campus last year. Prison will soon be home for a Youngstown couple convicted of child abuse. 43-year-old Christopher Hill and 36-year-old Malika Curry were sentenced Thursday in Mahoning County Court. Judge John Durkin issued a 4 to 6 year sentence to Hill, 2 to 3 years to Curry. They were found guilty in March of felonious assault and child endangering. Prosecutors say the two went too far when they beat a 13-year-old boy in their custody for running away from home. The incident occurred in May 2024. Youngstown firefighter Adaris Bellamy has been placed on unpaid administrative leave while he awaits the outcome of his criminal case. He's charged with 2 counts of aggravated menacing. Bellamy was initially placed on paid leave after he allegedly pointed a rifle at 2 Warren Township firefighters April 7th. He's also accused of pointing the gun at a man and woman at a food donation box near a bus station. Bellamy is scheduled to return to Warren Municipal Court next Friday. WFMJ-TV reports the decision to place him on unpaid leave follows a pre-disciplinary hearing. In a May 6th letter, Chief Barry Finley said Bellamy's unpaid suspension is effective Friday, pending the completion of his case.